Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Big Four by Agatha Christie. First published in 1927 by William Collins and Sons, today's book is all about global conspiracies, organised crime, and a little Belgian detective named Hercule Poirot. Big Four begins with Captain Hastings returning to London from Argentina and paying a surprise visit to his friend Poirot. However, Poirot himself is packing for a detective assignment in South America and is about to leave his rooms when a strange, sick man climbs in through his window. The man is covered in mud and muttering about a secret society called the Big Four, and then he promptly dies. The Big Four is apparently a global conspiracy, made up of four key figures. Number one, Li Changying, the Chinese leader. Number two, a person identified by a dollar sign and a star. Number three, a French woman. And an unknown number four. A man from the local insane asylum appears and identifies the dead man as one of their escaped inmates. But Poirot is not convinced, and he calls to check, only to find out there have been no escapes. The clock in the room was changed to show 4 o'clock, and Poirot guesses that they've been visited by the elusive number four. Poirot and Hastings continue their investigations, which lead to espionage, stolen secrets, and missing scientists. When they fail to find the faceless number four, Poirot is called in to investigate other more mundane murders, but the Big Four never leaves his mind. It's getting to the point where Hastings is beginning to wonder why Poirot is seeing the Big Four everywhere. Is he obsessed, or is Poirot right? Now, The Big Four is a rather strange book. Rather than a murder in a country house with a nice rural setting, The Big Four is more like a James Bond spy thriller, 25 years before Casino Royale was published. It's a real departure from the usual Agatha Christie style, with Poirot chasing spies and villains across the UK and Europe like an action hero. There's even a scene where they find the baddies' secret underground base inside a mountain. That being said, by virtue of the fact that it surprised me, I was keen to find out what happened, and it definitely kept my interest along the way. Although I do have to make a caveat, some sections are extremely racist and stereotyped, especially concerning Chinese people. Poirot is dogged in his determination to find out the true identity of Number Four, who seems to be a master of disguise, while everyone plays Captain Hastings for the fool that he is. So unlike the usual cosy mystery, the Big Four plays on a world stage with weapons and espionage and corruption, and it has a much higher body count than the usual manor house investigation. All in all, the Big Four was a bit silly, but it was great fun. So if you like espionage, organised crime, chess masters, evil scientists, actors gone rogue and twins, I recommend The Big Four by Agatha Christie. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.